on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least seven people died in overnight Russian drone attacks across Ukraine, according to officials there. But there have been ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Ukraine in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. BBC's Olga Malchevska reports.
The Ukrainian Minister of Defense tweeting that the talks have finished for today. He didn't reveal much, but he said that the conversation was constructive and meaningful.
A Russian delegation has arrived in Riyadh to join in talks toward a ceasefire deal in the morning. President Trump continued today with attacks on the federal judge whose order the administration appeared to ignore when it deported over 200 Venezuelans. And CBS's Nicole Skenga tells us more of those deportations are coming.
Venezuela announced this weekend it will begin accepting deportation flights again after reaching a deal with the Trump administration. CBS News has reached out to the White House, which has yet to weigh in.
Pope Francis is back at the Vatican, out of the hospital after battling pneumonia. CBS's Chris Libsey is there.
From the balcony of Rome's Gemelli Hospital, it was a long-awaited hello. A sigh of relief after what became the longest hospital stay in his papacy could very well have ended in goodbye.
A tutti.
Thank you to everyone, the Pope said with a frail voice.
A Vatican statement says the Pope faces a two-month recovery. Voters who don't approve of the way President Trump and Elon Musk are handling cutting government continue to vent frustrations with their elected representatives. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley got an earful at a town hall back home.
I can't count on the news media to tell you the things that I say in Washington, D.C.
Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney is calling for new elections in late April as he takes a strong stand against President Trump and his designs on Canada.
He wants to break us so America can own us. We will not let that happen.
There's a gala event at the Kennedy Center in D.C. tonight.
Conan O'Brien will be awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center in the first major ceremony there since President Trump took over as chairman of the board. Tonight's event, planned under the Biden administration, Democrats and Republicans are both expected to attend and acknowledge the elephants and the ginger in the room.
Don't worry, I'm lawyered up.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's rain and snow in the Midwest with slow and slippery travel conditions, especially from northern Minnesota to Michigan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tapers off tonight. We'll see a low around 26 degrees. Winds still gusting to around 30 miles per hour. Continued breezy on Monday, but becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 43. Wednesday, 47.
Right now, 35.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while.
Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to WFHR's Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. Time for tape 23, we get electric. The 90s had its mix of genres coursing through the decade. One that wasn't talked about as much is electronic music. With the rise of accessibility and affordable tech, it led to more artists being able to do more with less. We're going to hang out with some of those artists over the next hour, hearing from the Chemical Brothers, Tricky, Massive Attack, The Prodigy, Daft Punk, and starting right here with track one, right here, right now, from Fatboy Slim on WFHR's Unlabeled. From 99, Let Forever Be from the Chemical Brothers. That features uncredited vocals from Noel Gallagher of Britpop and, of course, Oasis. He also co-wrote the song and previously worked with the Chemical Brothers on Setting Sun, another good song. On the way, we got Tricky, Massive Attack, and Prodigy. Now, from October of 96, Fluke, Baby's Got an Atom Bomb on WFHR's Unlabeled.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's Week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Released as the third single from their third studio album, Mezzanine, from 98, one of my favorite bands of all time, Massive Attack, that featured vocals and songwriting from Horace Andy, and is partially based on Andy's song, You Are My Angel. We still got to get into the groove with Groove Armada, Orbital, and Daft Punk on the way. Now we got one of the more popular bands of the electronic era. Here's Prodigy with Breathe. Breathe with me on WFHR's Unlabeled.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Talks in Saudi Arabia between Ukraine and the U.S. have concluded, with Russia expected to join in ceasefire negotiations tomorrow. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, tells Fox News Sunday,
"Our job is to narrow the issues, bring the parties together, and stop the killing."
Pope Francis is out of the hospital, as CBS's Sabina Castelfranco reports.
He will require 2 months of rest and convalescence. He will continue to be treated at the Vatican. The Pope plans to return to work while continuing his recovery.
Iowa's Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, back home for a town meeting, was confronted by people unhappy with some of President Trump's actions.
I'm going to repeat the question to you. Why do you feel that President Trump is above the law?
He's not above the law.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tapers off tonight. We'll see a low around 26 degrees. Winds still gusting to around 30 miles per hour. Continued breezy on Monday, but becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 43. Wednesday, 47.
Currently 33 degrees.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to break into spring with WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen,
I'm blue.
himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm moved.
From 92, Orbital with one of the early hits of the electronic movement, Halcyon. Just enough room on the tape to fit one more song. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get us your requests, everybody. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM me on Facebook, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do, just get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We wrap up going back to 97 with Daft Punk taking us around the world. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Have a great night, everybody.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Russia continues hitting Ukraine with drone attacks, the latest assault killing 7 people overnight, according to Ukrainian officials. But a Russian delegation has arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, to join a ceasefire talks process begun there by the U.S. and Ukraine. Talks Ukraine's defense minister describes as productive. BBC's Frank Gardner is there.
The Ukrainian delegation, headed by their defense minister, Rustam Umerov, has been leading a team of technical experts, of energy specialists from the Ministry of Energy, military specialists, and diplomats. And what they're talking about with the Americans is how to safeguard the critical national infrastructure in Ukraine and energy facilities with a view to a partial ceasefire.
Russia will hold separate discussions with the American delegation in the morning. Pope Francis faces a 2-month-long recovery from his battle with pneumonia, but he's out of